Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When John the Baptist came on the scene in the first century, many Jews believed he probably was the Messiah. Many of John's words and works convinced them of his messianic mission. So the Jews approached John and asked, "Who are you?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ or the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you that prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then they said unto him, "Who are you, that we may give an answer to them who sent us? What do you say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said." And they who were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, "Why are you baptizing if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet?" John 1:19-25. As much as Bible believers respect and honor the name and the work of John the Baptist, we know he was not the Messiah, nor did he ever claim to be. John the Baptist taught very plainly that Jesus was the Messiah. He saw Jesus coming to him and said to his disciples, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me." John 1:29-30. On another occasion, John reminded his hearers that he had denied being the Messiah. He calls himself the friend of the bridegroom. He then added, "He, that is Christ, must increase, but I must decrease." John 3:28-30. If John the Baptist were not the Messiah, a fact John vigorously denied, then who was and is the Messiah? Of this truth, we can be absolutely certain. The Jews for hundreds of years had been keenly anticipating the entrance of the Messiah into the world. They had hoped and prayed he would come in their lifetime. Many mothers in Israel desired that God would bless them by being the one chosen of God to be the Messiah's mother. God selected Mary for that honor. She was impregnated miraculously by the Holy Spirit. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph, Mary's espoused husband, and told him, "Fear not to take unto you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit." Matthew 1:20. That Jesus was the Messiah can be discovered from a number of biblical passages. A devout man from Jerusalem by the name of Simeon had been promised by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ, or Messiah. Luke 2:26. When Jesus was born, Simeon took the child in his arms and said, "Lord, let thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people." Luke 1:29-31. But no passage in the Bible shows us more plainly that Jesus was and is the Messiah than John 4. Jesus told a woman at Jacob's well in Samaria all the things she had ever done. She then asked, "Is not this the Christ?" John 4:29. The Samaritans, like the Jews, were waiting in the first century for God to send his Messiah into the world. The Samaritan woman said to Jesus, "I know that the Messiah, who is called the Christ, comes. When he has come, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to the woman, "I who speak unto thee am he." John 4:25-26. Please remember these words from John the Baptist as he saw Jesus coming. "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John 1:29. Thank you very much.